Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. What will a prominent stem cell scientist bring to Harvard Medical School? Well, there's no punchline after that question. The medical school is starting 2017 with a new dean, George Daley, who is, in fact, a prominent stem cell researcher and longtime Harvard faculty member. And George Daley joins us now to talk about his plans for the medical school. Dr. Daley, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much, Deborah.
Well, congratulations. I want to start off with...
Well, thank you. It's really been a whirlwind week. We've had a great kickoff, and I'm really, really excited to launch into this new role.
If you could name two main goals for Harvard Medical School, what would they be?
Wow, I wish I had just two. But, you know, top of the list is to build upon our research excellence, to increase our influence. You know, we have some of the world's greatest scientific thinkers, and you know, it's our responsibility to act and really advance human knowledge. And second is to leverage the remarkable clinical community that we have to increase the delivery of effective and compassionate care, not just to our local community, but increasingly to patients all across the world. I mean, Harvard Medical School, we're really full of doctors for the globe.
Describe that a little bit. How do you see the medical school in sort of the world of global medicine?
Well, you know, I think it's incredibly exciting to imagine, you know, the potential impact of Harvard Medical School. I mean, in the aggregate, we are arguably the world's most dynamic and influential biomedical community. We have an enormous presence locally, but through our efforts in global medicine, we are really, you know, taking the world's most advanced and compassionate care all across the globe, you know, whether it's in Haiti, in Eastern Europe, Middle East, Africa. You know, everyone is well aware of Paul Farmer, Partners in Health, and just the remarkable impact that he's had. Right. But as I've become dean, I've realized that we have communities at all of our major medical centers, physicians and dedicated nurses and staff who themselves fly all over the world to provide really world-class health care. And it's one wonderful way that Harvard Medical School is impacting patients everywhere.
Will you continue your research in your stem cell lab while you are dean of the medical school?
I think it's going to be challenging, but I am going to try. You know, I am first and foremost a physician scientist, and when the president and provost of Harvard asked me to take on the position, I said, yes, I am excited to lead Harvard Medical School, but I want to continue my role as a scientist. I think it helps me be relevant and also to understand the challenges of many of my faculty. Mm. I'm going to downsize my lab considerably. I have tremendous colleagues. My very, very close colleague, Len Zahn, someone I've worked with for years, didn't want to give up those scientific challenges. And, you know, I'm going to do it as long as I've got the right kind of help from my colleagues.
I understand you'd like the medical and business schools at Harvard to work more closely together. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's very accurate. I'm going to start by trying to preserve adequate time to spend with my wife, who happens to be a professor at Harvard Business School. But also, you know, we are, you know, at the Harvard Medical School, part of this biomedical ecosystem. I think arguably Boston and Eastern Massachusetts has this remarkable conglomerate of scientists, biotech companies, pharma companies, and the tremendous business and entrepreneurial interests that Harvard Business School represents. So I'm part of what's called Life Lab, which is a new sort of incubator laboratory that is set up at Harvard Business School. We have new companies being incubated in that space, and I'm part of the advisory committee there. That's just the beginning. I see the ability for Harvard to translate its fabulous science into new technologies, new treatments for patients, and ultimately new companies as an engine not only to improve human health, but to build on the economy of Eastern Massachusetts and keep us really the global leaders in that.
Now there are some obvious questions about that, and I know that you've also been quoted as saying that you hope that Harvard Medical School will partner with our brethren in pharma, I believe is what you said, and that made some people uncomfortable. You know, what about potential conflicts there, and how do you guard against that to make sure that the patient and the science are really at the forefront and not profits? What do you say to folks about that?
Yeah, Harvard Medical School has always been at the forefront of defining ethical norms and high standards to prevent these kinds of problematic conflicts of interest. Now, I'm not so naive as to not realize that when we've got thousands and thousands of engagements, there are potential problems. But we keep a very, very tight view of this. We have very strong reporting requirements and transparency. And I think it's really on us to be able to maintain relevance and enhance translation while managing these conflicts of interest.
Raising money, though, is going to be an issue, probably a part of your new job. But Harvard Medical School, I'm told, has had annual deficits of between $31 and $45 million for three consecutive years. What do you think, as dean, you're going to do to try to change that?
Well, there's no doubt that we're just one of many medical institutions that are facing serious financial challenges. This is something that is a problem across the country. You know, we're in a time of great uncertainty around federal funding. We are seeing challenges to our major medical centers as reimbursements dwindle and regulations increase. So it is one of my main goals is to provide for fiscal stability. That comes with a number of administrative efforts. It comes with a major effort around raising new resources, both through grants, foundations, and a large emphasis on fundraising. We are very fortunate. Harvard has a global brand. Many, many visionary philanthropists wish to invest in us and in human health via their investments in Harvard Medical School. I mean, what better community to invest in given the talent and reach of our faculty?
Mm. Is that your biggest challenge ahead as dean, do you think?
Oh, put everything in a long list. I've got a huge list of challenges, whether they be cultural, educational, clinical. But in fact, as I've really gotten to know this place over the last few months, I realize that those challenges pale in comparison to the amazing opportunities. Mm-hmm. And this place has extraordinary resources, intellectual and personal, and I'm really feeling the tremendous optimism of our faculty, our students, our staff, and my goal is to bring that all together so that we can be even more impactful and influential in the future. Mm.
But with the deficits that we just mentioned and then increased collaboration with business, do you think you have to take increased steps then to even prevent what might be only a perception of a conflict of interest? You talked about taking steps to make sure there were no conflicts and to increase transparency. Are you going to have to be more aware of that, do you think?
Well, it's something that I've lived in my own career. I mean, I've had, almost four decades at Harvard as a student, as a clinician trainee, and then as a faculty member. And during that time, I've also interacted very, very considerably with our biotechnology community, both as a consultant, advisor, and as an entrepreneur starting companies. I have had to submit to the most rigorous reporting requirements for both the Howard Hughes Medical Institute and Harvard Medical School, and it feels like it's worked. And I think our faculty assume that that's part of our responsibility, and as dean, I'll keep a very, very close watch on that. But we have to be comfortable managing those conflicts in order to be able to have the impact that I think is really our core mission.
I have two questions left in our last 2 minutes here, so I'm just going to try to get both of them in. There's a new curriculum for Harvard Medical School students. Can you explain to me the overarching theme of that new curriculum?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's one of the other great and exciting opportunities as dean. I mean, how do we inspire students and prepare them for lifelong learning when the sheer volume of information that they need to be a physician or a scientist is staggering. So we have flipped the classroom. We now have a very student-intensive strategy where they do all of their preparation up front, and then they come into the classroom not to be lectured at, but to actively engage in problem solving. Group-based, so they have to learn how to work in teams and collaborate. And it really turns around the kind of educational expectations. I think that's really exciting. It's been very, very inspiring for the students. On the clinical side, we're getting them into the hospitals earlier. They're eager to see patients. They get inspired by patient care. And then in the third and fourth years of medical school, which were traditionally just hospital-based, we bring them back to the classroom, and we work at the interface of science and medicine. So what we think that's going to do is train a new generation of more scientifically founded and mechanistically founded physicians. I think that's going to be very exciting.
And how will you measure your success?
Well, the traditional measures, we have measures that include standardized testing, but I think when we look 10, 15 years down the road and we see our trainees as the leaders of our, not just our local, but national and international medical centers, it'll be pretty clear that this has been a success.
All right. Dr. George Daly, stem cell researcher and the new dean of Harvard Medical School, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for your interest.
Well, that's it for today and for this week. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.